I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy, Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now, I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here, you know what I'm saying? And what we doing is, we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio Election Tuesday. Today, we're going to be covering the election. I have Seti from... I always fuck his shit up. I don't know why. And I'm not going to fuck it up today because I'm going to let him talk about it. So, Seti J, hi, baby.
What's up, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, when the numbers came in from Pennsylvania, I calmed down a little bit.
I mean, it is crazy because, like, I'm looking at the TV right now, and it has Obama 158 and Romney 153, because Obama, it looks like he has Wisconsin right now, too.
Oh, so you're actually, your numbers are ahead of mine. For some reason, ABC News is behind, so, wow, we're going to be, our numbers are going to differ from each other.
Oh, okay, that's why I look at three different stations.
Well, where did you actually tune in? I'm looking at via ABC News and as of numbers I see as of now are 143 Obama 153 Romney. You're saying that the numbers you're looking at shows that Obama is up?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, see, this is, yeah, I'm not feeling this. They need to change these numbers ASAP. I'm going to change the channel. I have an attitude all day looking at this. You said you're on ABC?
I'm on NBC.
You're on NBC. Ah, okay. Maybe they're live stream, because I'm looking at the via the live stream. Is maybe they're just behind on the live stream.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
but also, you know what? But then they also do a lot more talking on here than they are actually announcing numbers.
So the way it's looking like Obama is leading in Ohio, he won New Hampshire.
Okay, see, that's what it is. NBC is showing Ohio. ABC is not what ABC is doing. They don't want to show it because
ABC is not projecting
it. Right. ABC is, what's going on is ABC is not projecting what I'm Ohio yet. And so that's what's making a big difference in what you're talking about over there from NBC.
Well,
and ABC said they want to do it because, you know, we still, because, you know, you think about it, you got about less than half an hour left for people in California, right? Well, in the West Coast, they're anybody from the Pacific Standard Time, they're polled to open for a while. So, you know, they don't want to take a chance in influencing votes. And plus, you got to think about people in Florida are still in long lines. I mean, there's been people that's been in line for three hours now. So that's just simple stuff like that. They don't want to influence key states into telling them, hey, yeah, well, right now, this is the numbers are saying, so maybe you should just go ahead and vote for Obama or vote for Romney or want to do that kind of stuff.
And, you know, this is funny because this is coming from Mitt Romney yesterday, and this is what he tweeted. Election day is tomorrow. Obama will obviously grab the lead, the early lead, until the rest of us get off work. Off of work.
Mm.
What in the fuck does that mean?
Now, it's interesting because the issue that he may make that point because I think what he's trying to play off, he's saying the rest of us, he's trying to find a way to come back into getting the middle class, like to vote for him. Because, I mean, think about it. What the heck? All of a sudden, it's about the rest of us, you know. What the heck, most of the people that are in, that he can relate to, were off work a long time ago.
Yeah, the way I took it is he was referring to the free, you know, remember he made a statement talking about his kids and the slaves and stuff like that? And he would teach us empowerment and not to be free. So, you know, a bitch like me took it as, okay, you know, the poor population, you know, the 46 or 47% of white people that are on food stamps and stuff like that, you know, they don't have to work. And, you know, once everybody get off work like 5-ish, 6-ish, that's when everybody will catch up to him.
Right. And, this other stuff you got to take into account. It's a constant, right? In my opinion, I can't even say that Romney's just his campaign is necessarily being undercover about it. He's clearly, the stuff they say is not just like just bashing or issues, it's turning more into a racist. What is turning more of racist banter, and it's getting old because, you know, I mean, for instance, I'm ashamed to see what I saw in Virginia Beach where they decided it was cute to have Obama and Biden hanging from nooses by the gas station.
How is that
excusable?
That was fucked up. Like, for real, like, that really pissed me off. Matter of fact, we're going to bring Dahlia in. Shouts out to MBK that's in the chat room. And then I have to share something with y'all that is not election related, but it's funny as hell.
What?
Hi, Dahlia.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm tired. How are y'all?
I'm doing all right. I did my job. Now always everybody else that needed to go vote it.
You said what now?
I said I did my job. Now hopefully everybody else that can vote went and voted.
Yeah, I feel you. Oh, God.
It's still showing 158 Obama, 153 Romney.
But you know what? But Ohio, one big reason to say in Ohio is because, and especially in neighboring state being big on all the automotive industry. I mean, just go to show that the crazy talk that Romney had when he decided. And it's all day. We can go all day about him saying stuff that he needed to just not say. And one of the big things he said was, basically he kind of played out the auto bailout, which helped create or save more jobs in that area. And by saying something stupid like what he said, which became a headline in New York Times, I mean, it's an excuse. I mean, this dude, I just understand. I mean, you're a consequence of what you do. If he feels bad because, hey, I just can't believe they really owed me to what I said. That's the whole point is, you've been trying to say, and I mean, they were playing back a thing where they were showing those different clips of people saying different stuff and how he was saying nobody questioned him about his birth certificate. He was born right here in the USA. And I mean, it's, to me, that was a racist comment itself because I'm already ashamed of Donald Trump, in which, if I can help it, I ain't buying nothing. I hope I'll never have to buy anything from that man to sit there and talk crazy like that.
I mean,
especially with his head looking the way it do, like, really?
The election brings out the worst in people. You really see their true colors, especially during the debate, because the first one, okay, Romney, you got that. Obama played with you, but that second one, Obama ain't play no games. You had that look in your eye like, okay, this nigger is pissing me the fuck off. Like, what the fuck?
I'm laughing because even a simple stuff like for Annette, it was simple stuff like people being racist because, what is Obama doing playing basketball on election? I mean, really, we're going to take it even getting as racist as that? That's crazy.
I mean, everybody plays basketball. Like, good at it. I never saw Bush playing basketball. He would go out and be shooting clay discs and all kinds of little shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it is just funny how at the end of the day, people are going to start using small things to make leeway. When at the end of the day, just think about everything that he says in his speeches, his commercials, and it's the people that have recordings of shit that you say off record, and they just waiting for the right moment to put your ass on blast.
Or misconstrue your words somehow, some way.
Exactly. I mean, that's what they do. That's the American way. Now, before we get into the election, I got to tell y'all this. Today, my brother's roommate was talking to this chick, and they was arguing because I'm going to call him Craig, right? So Craig and his chick, Molly, was arguing, and basically she wanted to be more than just a piece of ass or whatever, right? So he, telling her, look, bitch, basically I told you I didn't want a relationship. I was just wanting to fuck you or whatever, right? So, I'm a little groggy because I had physical therapy today and I took my medicine. So I'm just laying around and I hear all this commotion on the phone and I'll get up and I'm already starting to laugh. So evidently the girl is like, oh, I'm not going to suck your dick anymore. He's like you the only bitch that can suck my dick. And I'm like, oh, wow. Then he comes out of his mouth and he's just like, oh, and you better make sure you replace my sheet. And I'm thinking, like, maybe she squirted and fucked up the sheet. Why when he was fucking her, she shitted on him?
Wow.
So I'm like, wow, you really fucked the shit out of her, huh? He was like, yeah, he fucked up the sheet. So how do you, like, not tell somebody that you shitted? Like, as a woman, you feel it coming out. How could you not give him the heads up? Like,
what if they were doing it in the butt?
No.
In the butt.
He had it on the wall. You know, he had that wall action going. And he said he looked down on his thigh. He had shit on his face.
That's disgusting.
She literally shitted on him, so hey. Shout out to all you dudes that be literally fucking the shit out of females. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
Some get it through. Some of them have a fetish for some weird reason.
If I was a dude, I'd rather just let a bitch squirt on me than shit on me any day. And, you know, hey, that's just me. I see Big Tone is on the line. Hi, Big Tone.
Hey, what's going on, Chuck? What's going on? What's this about? I'm coming to the middle of niggas getting shitted on. I mean, I've gotten shitted on before, but not literally. Like, what the fuck did I just walk into?
Literally, my brother's roommate was talking to this chick, and he had fucked her, and she fucked up the bed sheet, and he was, like, basically telling her that they wasn't in no relationship, she was just some ass, and she needed to replace the sheet, so when he was fucking her, she shitted on him.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, he was fucking her in the ass, and she shitted,
no.
Or he was just fucking...
That's what I said.
He was just fucking her. It wasn't no ass play going on.
Right, she didn't have to have the courtesy to say something. Hey, you might want to stop. I need to use the restroom.
No, he was like, he seen that shit. He was like, wait a minute. So he went in the bathroom and he came out and he told her. She's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I did that. Come on now. You know when you shit. I'm
checking sorry. Your booty cheeks start squeezing together, and especially you got really go. You're like, oh, you start squirming like a freaking worm. Yeah.
I know one thing for sure. She wouldn't have got she wouldn't have got a good morning call for me. I'd have been turned over like a motherfucker. She wouldn't have to worry about me calling her anymore. But that's just plain old nasty. I mean, I'm a freak. I'm nasty. I want, you know, you want to pee on me or some shit like that, you go right out of here. But that shit. Nah,
what?
Keep that shit over there.
Man.
Remember how R. Kelly would feel about that.
What?
See, R. Kelly will say piss. I don't think R. Kelly is going to let a bitch shit on him. I'm sorry.
That shit is a whole other level.
I don't do the golden showers.
You don't do golden showers?
No, I don't do
that.
You don't go, I'll proceed to the toilet, please.
Right. I wouldn't even piss on somebody for what?
That's some freaky shit. You'd be like, oh, wow.
Oh,
now,
somebody
you know
just peed on me.
You wouldn't know unless you liked it, unless you tried it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you might, nigga might be like, come on, baby, piss on me.
I'm about to play devil's advocate on him, Chalk Mommy. You said you ain't going to like it until you try it. So you basically trying to say that you would try guys. And because you're saying you wouldn't like it. You won't know until you try it if you're not going to like it. So
you don't know
that's
the story.
Same thing.
You don't. You don't know the story. That's a whole nother segment. But
I liked it. I ain't gonna front. Piss. What? Yes. Let me have the opportunity to pee on somebody else. I sure will.
Who's that? That's Jazzy. Oh, is Jazzy on the other line there?
No.
Who's that?
That's Dahlia.
Oh, that's Dahlia. Oh, like what else, Dahlia?
Hey.
What's going on?
Since Friday night.
Yeah, where is Jazzy? I spoke to Jazzy a couple of times through DM or whatever and stuff like that. But where's she at tonight?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her since the show Friday night.
Yeah. You still laughing at that shit? That shit was crazy, though.
What happened? I didn't even get to make it.
And she told me, yeah, we're going to get to you in a minute about that, Dolly. We're going to have that sweet ass up in here on Tuesdays and Fridays, all right? We're going to get to that later. But Chuck, she told me that Sun ended up following her on Twitter and asked her to follow him back and all that stuff. She was like, oh, he got the nerve to come follow me on Twitter and all this stuff. After all that shit he was saying, I was just like, dang.
But
that's crazy.
She didn't say anything bad. She kept harassing him about the size of his penis. You know what I mean?
Wait, what happened, y'all? Please key me in.
Jazzy
said that she don't fuck with niggas who got small dicks. So homeboy, like, I guess he just, like, came at her, so she was just like, oh, well, I guess he got a small dick because he getting all upset or whatever. It was something about, everybody was talking about giving head or whatever, and then Jazzy was like, oh, if a nigga got a small dick, I'm not giving a nigga no head if he got a small dick or whatever. So I guess homeboy, whoever homeboy was, I guess, you know, he just started telling her whatever, I guess. So she felt like, you know, it made it seem like homeboy got upset that it might seem he got a small dick and he got mad at her. So they just started going at it the whole night. He started talking about, oh, he's taking a medicine.
He wasn't mad at her. That was the thing. He's a radio personality. He wasn't mad. He was fucking with her. And it was just funny because earlier we was talking. He was like, you know, have you ever been to... Because she was saying it started about when she was like, if a person cheats on her, then it's over. It's no, you know, getting back together or anything like that. So that's where everything, like, stemmed and escalated from.
What? The same person who said you don't know until you're in that situation? What?
It was funny because he was just giving me back to her. I couldn't help but laugh. And then, you know, she was like that. And then when she said that she would throw him off the third floor of a building, then she was like, no, I'll throw your mama off the building.
Then
he started saying, you know what your problem is? You just ain't take your medication tonight. You need to go take your medication. Yo, that shit was crazy. He was like, yo,
I gotta go back and listen to that. I'm mad I missed it.
He was like, yo, what you need to do is to come on over to the treehouse and bring your medicine with you when you come on over to the treehouse. I was just like, yo, and it was kind of funny, but I kind of felt bad for Jazzy because I was just like, it made it seem like she was like stuck in that, you know, in that area, you know, you got in that awkward moment where it's like, you don't know what to say, but you just feel like, you in a like fucked up position or whatever.
I think that's
like
funny.
That.
But Tone, you
got to
think about it. How many times has she done the same thing to people that was done to her on Friday? That's why
right.
I was laughing. And then with MBK, his personality was just so fucking funny because I already got a fool for him in the chat room, right? So when he was in and everything, I was just like,
you was already posted waiting.
And I'm like, oh,
let me say something. Chalk was just in the background. She was just quiet. she was enjoying the fucking show, and we was just talking. She would just come back every so often with like, oh, laughing and this and that. Shit was just it just became like crazy hilarious. Like I was just like I said, at one point I felt bad for Jazzy, but like you saying, Chuck, on the other hand, it's like, yo, how many times she might have been that person? And it's like, yo, if he's that kind of dude, if he's a personality, I didn't think he was coming at her personally. I think he was just like, after a while, he was just like fucking with her after a while.
Yeah.
He could get to her. He just kept rolling with it. But then, the next thing you know, it got personal with throwing him off the building.
People be trying to go too far with that.
He was like, yo, you need to just jump out of a third story window. And she was like, nah, I'll put your mama off a cliff before I do all that. And then he was like, yo, why you got to put my mama in this or whatever? I was just like, yo. And then he was just like cool and calm the whole time. He was just like one whole level the whole way. And I was just like, yo, they went on the whole, like, I came in on the show around 10:30 because I was watching the basketball game, okay? And I just want to shout out my New York Knicks. We 3-0 on the year, busting everybody ass real quick. Whoever don't like it, y'all can suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, but, yeah, so I came in on the show around 10:30, and they was already going at it. You know what I'm saying? I came in and spoke my little piece on a certain situation, and they it was about a 11:45, and they still was going at it.
But you know what? One thing you made a good point about him, and that goes for us on the phone too. We're all personal radio personalities, so we feed off that kind of stuff. And if you start drama, we might not necessarily be mad, but we're gonna feed off of that and stir it up more. So like you were saying, he might not necessarily be mad. We just as radio personalities, we gonna automatically stir up drama.
But
not only that, if somebody's saying stuff about you that you know is not true, then why are you getting personal about it? You should just laugh a little bit, like a word, yeah, you a funny ass thing,
yeah,
whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe he might have, you know, hit a button or something that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I mean, not everybody you could, like, kind of really joke with like that. You could joke with certain people, but then sometimes you can't really, like, you know, deal with you a certain way because people don't know how to take things.
But that's the thing on this show. Everybody is live bait. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how this show is. Like, if you say something and somebody disagree, they have the right to stop you and tell you, I disagree or whatever else. Like, how many times, like Chalk said, you know, how many times do she go in on people or whatever else? She just so happened to have been,
But not only that, it's not even about getting on somebody personally. We're talking about topics. You understand? So if you make a comment on a topic and it might not seem like a true topic thing, yeah, it's not like we getting on here talking about, oh, well, you know, that's why your punk ass still wearing the same pair of sneakers since last summer or some shit. Like, we're not getting on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but at the same time, you know, if you're wearing them same sneakers, then that's just that.
But what I'm trying to say is that
I'm just talking about a topic.
Like we were talking about how, that she was saying something about, ain't no niggas to buy me nothing. Ain't no nigga. And then we were talking about that, too. Like, would you sleep with a nigga for money or something like that? And I came in and said, then he was like, you know, if a nigga got a little dick, you know what I'm saying? You know, he could spend bread on you that way. She was like, I don't need no nigga to spend no bread on me. And then I came in and I was like, look, number one, what a nigga lack in his pants, he could make up with it with his check. You know what I'm saying? Then I said, number two, every woman has a price. You know what I'm saying? And then we talk about the freakiness. Then I said, and number three, everybody's freaky. You know what I'm saying? It's just who you want to get freaky with. You know what I'm saying? Then they just started going back at it again. And that was another thing too. Like, it was just like crazy. But like I said, I stand by my beliefs. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, okay, well, let's get personal with it. Let's get into a personal, like talking about throwing niggas' moms around or doing this or coming this and that. We talking about topics. And I still stand behind that. I feel that every woman has a price. You know what I'm saying? Just the same way everybody has a price. If a woman came to me tomorrow and was like, yo, I need $500 to eat my pussy. You know what? I might just do it. You know what I'm saying? That's $500 that I ain't had last night. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. You know? And there's some women out there that do pay for a man to come to their crib by buying them clothes. It might not be as much as what a man do. You get more men out there that'll trick on a woman than a woman will trick on a man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all women, y'all do y'all little tricking differently. Y'all might not necessarily come out and give a nigga money for coming by, but y'all cook a nigga dinner. Y'all buy a nigga clothes, buy a nigga shit, you know, find out he good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, go a different way.
All I know is that shit was funny, and I have to go back to it again, because at the end of the day, Tone, is like, I look at it like this. With your situation, when you told us about your alter ego or whatever, it's like, I'm like, cool, people said what they had to say, but you always became the blunt of frustration, and people will always harp and ride you about that. You feel me? So it's like, you didn't feel a certain kind of way. You still show love, because at the end of the day, I was not judgmental. I wasn't dogging you, and I wasn't dragging you, and I wasn't constantly throwing that shit in your face. You feel me? At the end of the day, regardless of what the topic was, what the subject was, it's like a person did to them what they did to you and what they did to Dahlia the last time we were on the show, and I got irritated.
Ain't do nothing to me.
Like, I feel what you're saying, but you know, but you know what though, the reason why I ain't getting mad, because at the end of the day, we just talking about it. It's not like saying, oh well, that doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a better person about my topic or what I did is what I did. I enjoy what I did. It is what it is. Everybody has things that they've done in their life, whether they regret it or they don't regret it. I mean, hey, we're human. That's why I said that, and this will go back to what I said before. You don't know what you like. You don't know what you like or don't like unless you try it. You know what I'm saying? So I try certain situations. I've been in certain situations. I try things. I like some of them I like. Some of them I didn't like. Hey, listen, everybody has a liking of their own thing. We all like certain foods that somebody don't like. You might be like, ew, I don't eat that shit, but motherfuckers love that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I don't expect nobody to like what I like, because what I like sometimes could be out of this world. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. And that's just like when y'all just said, oh, golden showers, nah, I don't do that shit. Y'all don't do it, but you know what, though? There's girls out there. I talk to women on Facebook. I talk to women through texting. I've had a couple on radio. They're like, I'll do it. I'll do anything to please you, daddy. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Teddy, shit, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio, it's too close to call right now.
But yeah, and that's what I was saying about ABC. ABC is not calling. And I see my ABC, they're not calling them because
now, but you know what you got to watch? You got to watch CNN. You can't watch like ABC, and then you got to watch
CNN. They late.
Yeah, there's ABC and them niggas, they going to be up to 3, 4 in the morning still counting shit. You got to watch CNN. And let me tell you something. I don't know if this happened down, if I guess where you at, or Texas, wherever you at, or whatever, Virginia. But out here in Brooklyn, on my side, they did some bullshit this morning. These niggas ain't had no machines at 6 o'clock in the morning. My homegirl, she got up early. I didn't have to work today. I had the day off. But my homegirl called me at like 7:30 in the morning riffing. She was just like, Tone, I went to the voting machine. They ain't got no machine. They ain't had no voting machine at 7 o'clock, up to 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, nobody, everybody had a write in their votes. It wasn't no machine going. They had the scanning things. Some places they had no power, but we got power over here. They didn't bring no voting booths. So
you know
they
what?
Have
I'm in Texas, and that's the case. We only have one machine, and we and the other 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 where you had to write, like you said, write and scan. And we had no machine,
and even at 9 o'clock they still didn't have nothing ready. So a lot of people that came at 6:30, 7 in the morning, getting ready to put their votes in before they go to work, because I was like, look, I ain't had to work today, so I was going to wait for that working crowd in the morning to go do their shit, and I was going to go out like 10, 11 o'clock with the old people. You know what I'm saying? Hang out with the old people for a little while, and they walkers and shit, you know what I mean? But there was nothing going on at 9 o'clock, so think about it. A lot of people that came early in the morning to cast their vote, they didn't get a chance to vote. You know what I'm saying? So now if they don't get a chance to vote by 9 o'clock, those are votes that go uncounted. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of funny biz going on or whatever. And then the ones that scan is like, all right, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't know what they was doing, so that took up the extra time. And that's what a lot of, if you see a lot of long lines on TV, it's because everybody got to write their votes in. And a lot of people never did that, so they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This one lady, she went through like 5 papers because she was going west to east instead of going north to south. She didn't know what she was doing. Or she was picking one here and picking another bubble here, picking another bubble there. They was like, miss, you what are you doing? You got to go straight down the list.
But, you know, in Pennsylvania, they had to take out machines because when people was voting for Obama, it was going for Romney.
Yeah, I heard about that, too, that if you press
yeah,
for
people
for,
didn't
for,
do it a certain way.
It could, that was just the machine was twisted. But they did that on purpose, though, probably.
Of course. I mean, that's with every election. You really don't know what's real and what's not. And that's just, unfortunately, the day and age that we live.
You know what, though? I look at it like this. I know, Chalk, you probably got the broadcast that I did. I said, look, at the end of the day, it don't matter who wins. I still got to get up in the morning and go to work. I still got to pay taxes. I still got to pay my bills. I mean, it's cool if Obama wins. It would be great if he wins. But, I mean, we dealt with Bush. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it'd get any worse after Bush. You know what I'm saying?
Bush wasn't like this dude here. He keeps showing clear signs of racism.
They say
I feel like God is really going to work everything out, you know. So, at the end of the day, God's my president. It'd be great if Obama won, but if you don't, like you said, still got to go to work. Still got to, you know, I'm going to do whatever
it
takes.
They might be saying, oh, if Romney wins, they're going to take our jobs away. You know what I'm saying? They'll just probably raise our taxes and stuff like that. We still got to go to work. But it ain't like Obama saying, if I win, my Democrats don't have to go to work for the rest of the week. Nah, we taking our asses to work tomorrow regardless.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? How much money are we going to keep? That's what it's all about. Who's going to keep the money?
Right, so what you got to do is, if you feel like this motherfucker Romney wins, remember, even if he wins, we still got to January 1st, start stacking the motherfucking chips. From now on,
well,
from now
the world's
going to
end at the end of this year anyway. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
So if that's the case, you and Char come to New York. Both of y'all give me head, lick my ass, lick my balls.
Excuse me, nigga. I'm not trying to go to hell before the world ends.
I mean, the world's going in, so he might as well be reckless about it. He might as well be reckless.
What kind of?
My God. Eddie, according to CNN, they're saying that Romney is 158 and Obama is 147.
Yeah, he's catching up because it was like 142 to like 115 around 8:30. So he's
I'm looking at 157 and 162 right now with Obama.
Here's my question, and I'm gonna bring MBK. Romney, how the fuck do you lose your home state to Obama?
Both of them, no, they lost. Not only did he lose his home state, they lost Ryan's home state. And as my mom was saying, she said, "That's I don't understand how people are so ignorant around the country. If your own state's voting for you, that's a war. That should be, hey, hold on now. People
exactly.
aren't voting for this dude.
Like, what is wrong with this picture? Now we're going to bring in the troublemaker, MBK.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
How are you doing?
Hello, man. The troublemaker himself, huh?
Is that the tree
that's
house? Is that the tree house of the building?
That's what they call me.
Is that
yeah,
the tree house?
The tree house.
I'm in the treehouse right now. Homie, I was just in here, and Known hit me up. I was in here smacking some asses. And
a word.
Known hits me up. I'm listening in the chat room, and Known hits me up, so they talking about you. And I'm like, what? I ain't doing anything.
You ain't do anything. You ain't do anything tonight. You ain't do nothing tonight. We was talking about what you did when we was going down on Friday.
Man, Friday, bro. This is my Scorpio homie right here.
Yeah, what up, partner?
What's up, homie? You know, man, I didn't do anything wrong Friday night.
Now, we know you ain't do nothing wrong. You just being yourself. We were just basically, you know, going over what happened, you know, for Dahlia. The Dahlia wasn't in the room on Friday, so she had asked what happened. And she was like, yo, I heard it was crazy. And so we were just basically breaking it down. You know, we were giving her the highlight show. And shit by Friday or whatever. So, you know, that's really what that was.
What's the young lady's name? Honey, all I did was tell that young lady to get her medication and take it. That was it. That's all I said.
I feel you.
Oh, you know what I'm telling about that, though? Especially if they don't take medication, that pisses the person off real quick.
You tell me what?
Off a flight of stairs. Don't you think they're on some kind of medication?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm 100% agreeing with you.
I spoke nothing aggressive to that young lady. You know, these folks here were witnesses. I didn't say anything aggressive. She's talking about pushing my mama off of that. I asked, did she fall off? That's all.
Yeah,
that's
not cool. Like, nah.
Because she was on meds. Yeah, she's on some kind of medication. She got a little mad when I exposed the fact. I think it was more of an expose, and that's why she got upset that I knew. You know, because I knew she went to jail. Remember, I knew she went to jail. You know. So
How
many times Chop get on me about something? You know, like, nobody is safe. That's it. Like, it's just all fun and games. At the end of the day, like, if you let stuff get under your skin, like, it's really pointless to me.
But you know how they say, If it becomes personal, then obviously it might be true. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing nobody can say can, like, get under my skin like that. Like, I mean, especially if, you know, everybody's on a topic, you can agree to disagree about something. It's okay. But her thing is she constantly wants to pound something and try to prove a point. Okay, I'm not going to agree with you, so let's agree to disagree. You feel that you proved your point. That's that. Here's my point. Let it go. But I just don't like when people try to make you come to the other side. Like, that just irritates me. Like, okay, if I don't agree with you, I don't agree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't agree. Like the whole conversation we had about tennis shoes and dates or whatever. Like, she was like, you know, I feel that there are certain occasions where you wear heels, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, I put on my sneaks. I don't care. You know, like it or love it. I really don't care. Like, but, it is what it
is,
man. I'm not tripping. I got my man. So, obviously, I'm doing something right.
But that's what she was saying, too. She was
that's
like, I don't know about,
too,
I got
baby.
My man.
She said the
I don't need no niggas. I got a good man at home. and all this other stuff and whatever. So he was like, he was just like, well, basically it was him. I can't just say me, because I wasn't even involved.
So what was she worrying about his penis size for then?
Because we were talking about like cheating and all that, and then we were talking about head, and I don't know if he asked her like, yo, you my head or something, and she was like, oh, I don't suck no dick that got a little dick. If you got a little dick, I'm not giving you head. But he was like, yo, how you gonna come out like that or whatever, like. So then she was like, oh, why you getting mad? You must have a little dick if you getting mad about it. He was like, yo, you know it about that. So I was just like,
wow.
And that's when Chalk was just like, man, she was like, I don't care about the size. She was like, look, niggas can make me come, niggas can make me come. You know how she is. Chalk, where you at? We said the nigga was like 4 inches or some shit. We said the nigga was like 4 inches and made you squirt.
Yeah, but no, he made me squirt. But my thing is, when I said what I said about the 4 inches, and when MBK said what he said to me, like, oh, you lying, this, that, and the third, and had to be some money involved, wallet, blah, 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 that didn't faze me. I didn't get offended or anything like that. I laughed. I stood my ground. And then once I explained the situation to him, it was all well and good. It was cool.
Right.
But, you know, for me, I couldn't do nothing but laugh because I seen everything unfolded and I knew what the outcome was going to be, because my show has a funny way of bouncing shit back on people when you least expect it, and it can come from somebody you least expect or a total stranger. And it's crazy because, like, last night, I know I forgot to tell you this too. Last night, I got approached by Addicted to Kicks Tees to be their female face for their t-shirt line. And what Addicted to Kicks do, they customize t-shirts for your custom sneakers. So I sent them 3 pictures of sneakers that I just brought, and they're customizing the t-shirts to match the colors in my sneakers. Right after I agreed to do that situation with them, a good friend of mine that's a writer for Yahoo and 24 other magazines, and he's the executive editor for Hype magazine, asked to interview me. So on the December issue, I'm going to be in Hype magazine. And he was talking in my interview questions, we talked about the show, and I'm saying, ain't nobody safe on this show. Nobody. From prank calls, because he was asking me about prank calling DJs. I'm like, boo-boo, it don't just go with DJs. I prank call deacons, ministers, you know.
Yeah, that's funny. Every time you blast that, every time you tweet that, you'd be like, I'm the only one that could, like, how many people you know could prank call a deacon? I'll be laughing every time I see that tweet.
Nobody,
that should be funny.
You know what? The only people that say is my grandmother and my family, people that I know, my friends are safe. But strangers and all that?
Oh, yeah, you're not going to prank call your friend, because half of the time they know what kind of person you are. They're going to be like, child, stop playing.
Exactly.
I know this is your ass. But
yes,
you can prank call like a stranger, nigga, or somebody tell you, call like a, remember that time I gave you that number to call my man real quick? That motherfucker would be hyped if you would call him and be like, yo, come on right now. And let me do X, Y, and Z to you, whatever. That motherfucker will be high because he loves him some chocolate girls. I got a white boy, he a homeboy, but that motherfucker loves some sisters, boy. Motherfucker go crazy over some sisters.
And see, that's the thing. Even when artists come on my show, they're not safe, because my thing is, you already know I'm the female Howard Stern of radio. So I have a reckless and ratchet-ass mouth. So when you come on my show, guess what? You're agreeing to be the blunt of whatever the fuck I feel like making you the blunt of. And I know when I go on other people's show or anything that I do, I open myself up for that. I'm not safe, but I can hold my own, because as good as I give it, I can take it. And not
but not only that too, is like we all on here. It's like you only know about a person when a person tells you. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you could just go in on a person. And that's what I was saying before. Like, yeah, you know, people aren't safe on here, but it's like you only know a person by the topics, by the topics that you ask and the topics that we talk about. That's how you get to know a person. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't just come on here and just be like, oh, you know, oh, you ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit. Like, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what I tell you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why like, you could tell, like, with Jazzy, it might feel like, as I say, homeboy might have hit a spot when he started talking about medication. I mean, it's not funny, but it is funny because it's like, yo, she really got tight over that. Like, and he just kept saying, yo, you come to my tree house, make sure you bring your medication. And she really
got tight. And it's always funny just to... It's always funny to tell somebody to take their medication. It's always funny. Like, even if they don't get offended, it's still funny.
But you know what?
Right,
I didn't even know she was on medication. I just thought about, you know, what she had said was so aggressive for a young lady to say. So I said, damn, I didn't know she was on medication. Y'all didn't tell me that. I said, baby, take your meds. Everything's fine. I'm cool. We ain't got no problems now. I didn't know you were on medicine.
And that was somebody, it wasn't serious. If that wasn't the case, a normal person would have laughed at that.
Yeah, you
right.
We felt like you was being, you know, just sarcastic. But to her, she really felt like, yo, like you really coming at my head. My thing is, like, if you're not on medicine, what does it matter what you say? Maybe
yeah.
She is on some kind of meds or something. To me, you know, like I said, he might have hit a button. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh. You know, why you ain't tell me she's on medicine? We don't know if she is or isn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like we told your BB easy, she's on medicine, you gotta be careful. Nobody don't know. You know what I'm saying?
She doesn't know we got that kind of technology up here in the treehouse, you know.
Oh, that's what it is. You got that technology up in the treehouse, you got them radars in the treehouse.
Yeah, man, it's real nice up in here. You should come and visit the treehouse.
I want to go to the treehouse.
You want to go to the treehouse?
Hold on now. You got a man. Hold on now.
Oh, wait. What is the treehouse? Well, I'm saying
man.
I want to go.
Yeah.
What is the treehouse?
Yeah, hold on. That's where we have our shows, and we've got different rooms in here. We got a retractable pole that we can take in each one of these rooms, so you can have a good time. We'll even sit your ass in a hover round up in here.
What? A hover round? Will it take me to the Grand Canyon? That's where they go?
You there, baby. I got a projection screen in here. We can take you wherever you want.
So that's where they go on a commercial. Automobile people go to the Grand Canyon and they hover around.
Anywhere you want to go, honey. Anywhere you
want to
go.
He got a hover round. Every time I see that commercial, that should make me laugh when I see that shit. I'm like, dad, when I get to that age, that's why I'm going to need a hover round.
Right.
Shit.
It make it seem like you could get anywhere. Like, for real? That's what's up. I might want to get me one now.
Word, right?
Y'all don't get one to come out over to the tree out of practice.
Word. Sometimes I'll be like, dad, fuck, they could take a bus or the train. I'm going to get me a hover round or something. Give me one little scooter, this little basket on the front, just be out. I'm hoping you be out in them things, yo.
Hey, that's
the
mom.
Give me little horns and shit. Be like,
man, I need them to go ahead and tell me what the hell is going on. They're still saying Ohio and Florida is too close, but according to CNN, Obama is up 50% to Romney's 49% in Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for them to switch over to Ohio.
That's what they're showing. It's 51%, 48% in Ohio. ABC is starting to update a little bit better now, and then their representation was a little bit better. And that's because they were
winning. They're saying Obama's winning Florida. That's crazy. He went to Florida.
Is key. So is Ohio.
But they're saying that. But even though what you see tonight, that they're saying that this election might not be officially set for maybe like 3-4 days. That's because all those people that got no power that's doing write-in votes, those still got to be counted for. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got the scanning sheets or whatever, but you got a lot of the write-in votes that got to get counted.
You know what I'm saying?
So, would it even matter because he's already won Massachusetts, he won New York.
172 and 163 is the current numbers.
Well, Democrat is always going to win. Democrats always going to win New York, New Jersey.
New Jersey goes to blue states.
The swing states
is
Pennsylvania and Ohio. Those are the swing states. But Democrats always going to win New Jersey. New Jersey and New York. They're always going to win that. They're going to win Boston, I mean Massachusetts, and all that. The swing states, the swing states is going to
matter.
Oh,
maybe Midwestern states.
Yeah, Midwestern states, you know, Florida now, but if Romney wins Florida, that's big. You know what I'm saying? Like
if Obama wins Florida, then Romney has to win everything else. He has to win everything else because when he lost Pennsylvania, that was his backup plan.
Now, here's another interesting thing. I had to explain to people earlier because some of the Texas voters, they were freaking out. They're like, oh, man, I can't believe I went and voted, man. Because why are you doing that? Many people down here, man, they don't know what they're talking about, man. That's how they were talking. And I'm sitting there, and I'm telling them, have we gained the fact that this is a red state? Texas has been red for I don't know how long. But if you paid attention very closely, the percentage of Obama to Romney. Romney was still winning, but for it to be that close, this would be a deep red state. That was very interesting to have seen that because they were not far apart from each other than you would usually see. It's usually astronomically crazy.
It is all really crazy. My thing is just like when Bush went up against Kerry that time. I mean, really, it's like, what the hell was Kerry going to do if he got in? You know what I'm saying? He couldn't even handle Massachusetts hardly. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, when homeboy was that other old man that Obama went up that first time, McClain.
McCain.
I mean, look at him. I mean, if you look at him, it's like, what are you going to do, son? Like, you going to hover around in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, Obama's young, he's active, he's involved in everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a cool president.
And not just him, his wife and kids, too.
But that's the thing. His wife can get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the first lady. That's the first lady that I ever seen that, you know what, son? Yo, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because it's like, my thing is, let's just put to the side that Obama's black. Let's talk about what kind of person he is. He's a cool president. He's involved in everything. You see him at sporting events. You see him here. You see him there. He's always talking about this. This is like the first president we had that the motherfucker be like, yo, this is who I think the Super Bowl going to win. Yo, this is who I think they need to do. He done came out here and said about football teams. Oh, he spoke about Tebow and Sanchez. Oh, I like Tebow. You know what I'm saying? Well, what president you know is going to get involved in sports like that? You know what I mean? Like, everybody getting mad talking
issues.
About. Huh?
He's related.
I said it's still a handle because he had an issue. See, the thing is, some of them try to get involved and stuff, but they don't know how to balance and still handle on issues too.
I mean,
they try
to make it seem like when Obama does the NCAA brackets every year, they try to make it seem like, oh, we got bigger things going on than him picking brackets. I'm like, you know what? I think it's cool because you can't ponder every day about what goes on in this country. You know what I'm saying? He came into this mess. He's doing the best he could to fix it. I mean, it's not going to be fixed in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So let the man still live and still run this country. You can't just run your business all day long. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this country is so screwed up. Like, really, within 4 years, you really expect somebody to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the president, not God. And people's like, oh, he didn't do anything and this, this, and that. But what people don't realize is, he can sit there and make all these laws if he wants to, but if the House don't pass it, he can't do nothing. And that's really what they do, and they're not passing these laws to make him look bad. That's what
I think. Denying that, too. Denying that, too. We as a people, we have to do our part. Motherfuckers thought that when Obama first got elected, motherfuckers was just thinking like, oh, we all going to get jobs now. No, y'all niggas still got to get up, put on the shirt, and go to an interview. You know what I'm saying? And those are the same people that are getting mad like, dang, we got a black president, and I still can't get no job. Yeah, because your motherfucking pants is off your ass, and you got a blunt in your hand.
Exactly.
I wouldn't ask you to clean the front of my door.
Exactly. And like,
you can't trust certain people.
And all these people, you know, like with these records that don't even have the right to vote, they sitting here mad. Like, you can't be mad because, you know, what you chose to do in your life affected your right to vote. So, why are you mad at the fact?
But that's no excuse because you still can vote. If you're a convicted felon, you still can vote. If you're on probation, you still can vote. If you're incarcerated, you can still vote.
See, and that's the thing. They were telling people, like a while back, that they couldn't.
Of course, because a lot of people that are locked up are Democrats.
It depends on some of the situations too. Lot of them still can vote. See, what the thing is, because of certain situations, they go off of that, and people freaking out, going, "Well, dang, I mean, just because I'm in jail, period, I can't vote."
Right, and people need to educate themselves and figure out why it really is that they can or cannot vote.
That are out, that are probation or whatever, that don't vote, think of it like this: nah, fuck that. I'm not going to vote because if I vote over here, them niggas know I'm out here or whatever. They was afraid like, oh, they gonna know I'm on the block now. Feds gonna be there. I can't go up in there. The feds is watching. Like,
I got warrants. I can't vote.
Yeah, I got warrants. I can't vote. Niggas caught me pissing last year, son. You know what I'm saying? You know the feds gonna be up in there, son. Meanwhile, it's a little old lady who's giving you the ballot. She ain't worried about you pissing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a lot of stupid little things in between. But like I said, like this lady was telling me the other day, she was like, make sure you vote for Obama because he's black. So because he's black, I'm going to vote for him? Now, if he was Republican.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if he was Republican, if it was a black Republican president, are you going to vote for him because he's black?
No.
Because
look at Hurricane King, we lay his behind, sit there and look stupid. So, nope, that ain't going to be the case.
Okay.
So this is what I'm saying. A lot of people are voting for Obama and don't even know what the hell is going on.
Exactly. And, like, all I'm seeing on my Facebook and Twitter timelines is people, like, these are the same people who feel that they're getting racially profiled on a daily basis, but they're like, oh, I swear, if Obama don't win, then white people tomorrow better watch out because I'm going to bust you in the face. Like,
yeah,
but y'all steady complaining that y'all get treated bad. And, like, I posted a status on Facebook, and I say, you guys are right. There is a lot of racial profiling going on, but it's black people to white people. So don't sit here and try to holler that somebody, you know, is racially profiling you because y'all are all doing it right now. I know a lot of white people that voted for Obama. Yes, it may be the case that, you know, white people are voting for Romney just because he's white, but don't we have black people voting for Obama just because he's black?
Two wrongs don't make
a right. Like,
and then when Obama won 4 years ago, you didn't hear white people saying, oh, we're going to smack all black people because the president is black. They didn't say that. They took it.
It was some crazy stuff going on here in Texas. Like, I will admit that.
At UNT, they had, all of a sudden, on campus, swarming the area, and everybody was playing with this blasting. My president is black, blah, blah, blah. They were just acting a fool. I mean, and I kid you, I ain't never seen that. Unless there was a party on campus, I ain't never seen that many black people outside in front of campus. That was crazy. I was like, what the heck? People was dropping their trucks.
blast him out of nowhere. I was like, DNT police ain't came to mess with nobody. They must be on a break or something.
And, like, I have a lot of friends who don't even live in the United States. And they were like, man, I wish I lived in the U.S. so I could vote for Obama. Like, you know, like, that should be telling a lot of people something.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me that tonight, too. I got a couple of friends that live in Jamaica, a couple of female friends through BBM, and they were just like, oh, I wish I was a citizen because I would have voted for Obama. Or just the fact of having a chance to vote, because in a lot of those countries, they don't even vote. You know what I'm saying? Whoever the nigga that's running, he'd been running for like 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they don't even vote, so they're just happy that they know somebody that has a right to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's more than just like, you know, like, dad, you got a right to vote and you got a chance to vote for a black president.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my thing is this. Now, sometimes I might be politically correct, I might be politically incorrect or whatever, or maybe I just speak my piece. My thing is this. I'm going to vote for the person who I best feel like fits for me. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Obama fits for me because he showed that he's for me. But if Romney would have said some good things, you know what?
Yeah.
I might have had a vote for that man. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? But he don't know what the hell he's talking about half of the time. He's talking about a plan. We all got a plan. But what's the
exactly.
plan?
What fucked it up for Romney is when he said he was getting rid of Big Bird. That just drove it down. But
did you see the picture of Big Bird going to go vote? That was hilarious.
Like,
my thing is, we have so many things going on right now, and, like, the fact that you feel that Big Bird was just so bad. Like, let me find out you're trying to get SpongeBob taken off the air. Like, we really going to have a problem. Stop trying to, I mean...
But
I feel like a lot of people are hiding their kids from society, you know?
Kids are not being hit
from society. Because let me tell you something, with the internet, a lot of these kids are stuck behind this computer all day. They know more about stuff than you think that we do. Let me tell you something. These kids, these teenagers, know more about sex than I did when I was 15.
We had this conversation. You know, you can't let TV, internet, and all that stuff raise your kids for you. You can't.
But a lot of people do that. But see, you know what that is, though? What happens is you have a lot of single-parent homes. So what happens is while the mother is out working all day, the kid comes home from school, what else he going to do? Watch TV and go on the internet. He's going to watch. He or she's going to watch what they want to watch. It's not like you got two parents that, nah, don't watch that. That's not good. Watch this. Don't be on the internet doing this. They on the internet doing whatever. They on Facebook. They on Twitter. They on Tag. They on Uvo. They on Skype. They doing all this crazy stuff. They on TV. They watch what they want to watch. Your kids see what
mm-hmm.
they see on TV. Yo, he wears his clothes like that. Oh, he got a little blonde strip in his hair. I'm going to do that too. You like an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers around here walking around looking like straight assholes.
I agree.
Because you see it on TV. And same thing with a lot of y'all women. Y'all see a certain hairstyle watching Basketball Wives or watching Chrissy and Jones and T.I. and his wife. And they all be like, oh, I like their hairstyle. Oh, I want to wear that same dress. No,
hell,
you can't wear that same dress.
But,
a hairstyle,
okay. But that's different from saying, oh, I see somebody selling dress. I'm going to go sell dress.
I don't know. There's a cutoff to that. There is a cutoff to that.
Hey, nobody trying to look like T.I. raggedy-ass wife time.
Oh, girl.
Herself looking like a new millennium Miss Piggy. Oh, fuck.
All right, Tim, when we gonna have a baby, okay, Tim?
She hold her man down, though. I will say that.
She what?
I said she hold her man down, though. I will say that, but that
phase,
I just can't.
That phase, I'll put a paper bag over that head, but she got a fat ass, though.
I just can't get past that phase.
I agree with all that, because... You know, and she like she got them DS, she got DSL, she
yeah,
DSL.
She like, I guarantee you,
they look like
I'll put my whole paycheck on it. She get that nigga some great head for real.
I honestly, like, when I saw the show for the first time, because I hadn't seen her in years ever since she was like in a, you know, the group Escape or whatever. I had thought she had a stroke. I thought she had a stroke. But apparently
why
that
you
wasn't.
She had a stroke because her face is twisted.
Yeah, all that stuff, Botox, collagen, all of that stuff.
Whatever so, it is, I just.
It all said.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna just have to let gravity deal with my face before I get any of that. Like, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something.
She's gonna droopy dog. She don't even care.
When she first started on Escape, I thought she was kind of sexy too. When she had her first baby, did her whole face wrong. Like, she was kind of cute. I'm serious. When they first started and I first saw an Escape video, when I seen her, I was like, damn.
She
a cutie.
She was cute.
But when she
was cute. She still had that nose, but she was cute.
So, right, that's what I'm saying. She was cute. But when she had that first baby and they had that video, when they did that video and she was already pregnant, I was like, damn, what happened to her face, though? Like, I should be moved out of nowhere.
And then
ever since then, the face never went back. Like, it just stood like that. And she just
maybe she had the baby. Maybe she had a C-section through her face.
No,
I don't know what that chick did. But that first baby just did her hard. Like,
Candy, now, Candy, you know, you look at her back then, she wasn't that thick back then. That's what I was tripped up. She wasn't never bad building, but she got thick. I'm like, Candy did not have... That is, because I got the video right now. I got take off, you see, relax, you see. I'm looking at that video and I'm saying, hey, Candy, what happened between that and now? I don't know what happened between that and real.
Oh, she probably sat home on the
checks.
She probably sat home and sat on those checks for about 10 years and just ate and fucked. And that's what happened.
Uh-uh. You know what? She is sat on those. She do be pushing those things towards pretty hard. So I don't know. He might be on to something.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you make enough money. Where you can sit on it for a few years. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, who knows?
You know what? I am through with y'all. Y'all are just ratchet and nasty.
She's bad.
I just want to say one thing, and I know Dahlia and Chalk, y'all probably see my tweets, but I got to get in contact with Brooke from Basketball Wives. I love that chick, man. Oh, my God.
I don't like how
ratchet they made her look on the show. She always, you know, she's been in so many music videos. Like, you can, if I go in the past, I'd say 5 years, she's been, like, the lead a lot of music videos. And it's a good look because she's a dark-skinned and she's more of a chocolate chick. And, you know, usually the main video girl always yellow bone. So
right.
It's a good look. When you, like you said, when you see her, you're like, yeah, chocolate women are holding down.
but see, that's my thing. My thing is, like, I love a thick chocolate woman. Like, chocolate is thick is, like,
guys, you're making me feel insecure. I'm offended. I'm so light-skinned. Hello.
Dahlia, I love my light-skinned woman. I love my light-skinned woman, too. You know what I'm saying? But my preference is chocolate. Not saying that I don't like light-skinned. I done dated light-skinned girls. You know, I done dated white girls.
I
had
their front on both sides
saying?
Of the track with them.
I don't have white broads. I don't have light skin, chocolate, West Indian women. I think I even might have had an African chick. Hell yeah. I used to go with a Haitian broad.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, at the end of the day, when that light cut off, they all look chocolate.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the pussy's wet.
I'm not fooling with y'all.
You know what I mean? So we all dark when the lights is off. But sometimes I like fucking with the lights on, though. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, now see, when you got the lights on and you chocolate and you messing with somebody light color, ooh, that looks so good. Now, here's my question to Seti and Big Tom. Okay, now, y'all saw Basketball Wives last week, right?
No,
I saw it last week and I saw it last night.
Okay, but this is the thing that tripped me out. What happened for Brooke's shirt to get ripped and Jackie's weave to be matted? Because
they ended up fighting, but they edited that scene out when they jumped in each other's faces. Jackie was trying to be chill. Well, Brooke was like, nah, fuck that. Let's fight right now. And if you notice, when they went from there to the next part when Brooke's shirt was ripped and Jackie's weed was all twisted, they actually fought. They popped off on each other.
I had to get something. I had to go back because I'm like, damn, I better not blink or nothing.
These women so full of drama. If I had money, I'd be on an island somewhere stacking my chips, not worried about what the next broad had to say.
They put on a show for everybody, but same token, I mean, for me, it's crazy because reality TV continually makes you people think, oh, this is how these women really be acting. If somebody characters me, I'm going to act like that. I'm going to act the food. They say something.
It's all scripted.
It says reality TV shows, so they automatically, in their subconscious mind, they're saying, hey, this is reality. So if somebody snaps on me like that in person, that's how I'm going to act. I don't understand. Why didn't they just go ahead and make a bunch of sitcoms and just make scripted shows? At the end of the day, that's all scripted. And what's the point of making
it
a
really
lie?
It really is.
And
a lot of times the
TV
directors and cameramen be going back and forth, like changing people's words and being messy.
Well, what
a lot of it, I wouldn't say the whole thing is scripted. I would say about 30 to 40% might be scripted. Because let me tell you something, that chick Jackie, there's really something wrong with that broad. You know what I'm saying? It's something really wrong with that chick Jackie. I don't know how Doug Christie dealt with her all these years, but it's something really wrong with her. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's this. And judging off how kind she is with the chicks, she's had some kind of insecurity with, you know, that where she used to be cool. And she had a close friend of hers really screwed her over, and so now, you know, she feels, hey, in order to keep my friends, I gotta try to suck up to them. But when they do something I don't like, it's really pissing me off because it sets back that whole mindset that I read when somebody pissed me off.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
But the thing is, if you looked at last season, her and Doug were not supposed to be on this season. They was like, they voted her off and she was so messy last season. Her and Doug was actually getting into the porn business. They was actually getting ready to start directing pornographic movies, and everybody was tripping because they was like, how in the hell is this going to work when Jackie gets crazy when anybody comes around us?
I didn't hear about that, about them doing pornographic movies, but they're on the freaky side anyway, because she had her wedding in a gay club. She went and got a gay tattoo. And she's not even gay. You claim you're not gay, but you walk around but you got a rainbow flag on your ass.
Man, that bitch bisexual and so is Doug. He was like,
and that's what I said. I said, I think they swing on the low.
Yeah, they don't want to say.
Okay, wait, so she's the older woman of the group?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the older one.
Okay, I think I've seen a few episodes, but
yeah, she's the oldest one. She's like 40-something. She's like 40-something.
Yeah, I saw a few episodes, and in them few episodes, she was messy. Where did they go? They went to, like, Hawaii or somewhere? Was that last season?
Somewhere.
Oh, you're thinking about basketball. You're thinking about the other basketball wise. You're thinking of not.
And basketball wise, LA, at the end, they did go to Hawaii. That was like towards the end of the season. And then Yankee was like, they told her that she was voted out. They didn't want her. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because she was starting mess between some girl. Like, some girl had some boxes and a whole bunch of stuff in the other girl's garage, and she got rid of the stuff, and she was going in between people. Was that it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Drea. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? There's been rumors there's only going to be two people left on the next season, which the next season is only going to have, and here's the crazy thing, Jackie and Drea.
Well, I know Stephon Marbury's wife is going to be on the Basketball Wives Miami. She's going to be on that one. On that next season, when they start back up again, they bringing back. I think they bringing back Evelyn. They bringing back Jennifer and all of them. I think. And this time is gonna be Stephon Marbury's wife is gonna be on the next one.
But you know, Chris Bosh took legal action to prevent his wife from going on the one in Miami.
So did Stephon Marbury, but then he changed his tune. Because he was like, he didn't want it before because he was still playing ball in the States. But now that he's playing, he's been playing ball in China, and he's away in China, he's letting her, you know, go on the show because she really want to do it. So he's like, you know what, if that keeps you busy, then go ahead, do it. You know what I'm saying? So because he even went on Twitter, was like, yo, I'm making an announcement that my wife is going to be on the next Basketball Wives or whatever. I had to change of heart. Or whatever and stuff like that. So,
here's my question. Y'all doing all this, why y'all won't bring Lala on? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all...
Nah, but you know what, though? Lala got her own show, though. She got her own show
at
the Basketball Wild.
But if you notice on her show, they have talked about her going on there. And I think, me personally... They don't want her on there because she's bigger than all of them.
But that's why she's not. But this is why she would never be on Basketball Wives. She, first of all, she don't need Basketball Wives. Like I said,
exactly.
She has her own show. Everybody knows who Lala is. Lala might be just as famous as the First Lady.
I think if she were to go on, she would lose value rather than gain.
She would. Exactly. She would go down. She would downgrade herself going on a show like Basketball Wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah, them
saying?
Bras are pretty much nobodies. This is the limelight for them. They don't mind.
Right. A lot of them bras are has-beens that used to mess with better. Half of them are not even wives. Some of them are ex-wives
jump
or girlfriends.
Yes, they
are. The show should be called Basketball Jump Off.
Basketball Jump Off should be called. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jackie is still a wife. She married. Brooke is a girlfriend of Vernon Macklin, who plays for the Detroit Pistons. And she told him she might not really want to mess with him no more. He's too young for her. Drea, what you call it, Gloria, is in between. Gloria is married to Matt Barnes. And they were separated for a while. You know what I'm saying? But now they back together again or whatever. So she's considered still married to Matt Barnes. Drea used to, I don't forget who Drea used to mess with or whatever.
Chris Brown.
Okay, Chris Brown, but he don't even play ball. That's my thing,
They brought her in because she was what Reese is to Miami. You feel me? You always got to have that jump off, hoish bitch that don't nobody like, but... you
got to
have somebody to gang up on.
But Brooke didn't need a show either, in my opinion. I mean, maybe for a TV presence, but Brooke didn't need a show. She already has a following from being in music videos, from being in so many magazine features and whatnot. She was already sought after. So her doing this show really,
I didn't even know who
like,
Brooke
okay.
was until she came on Basketball Wild.
I said, I saw her on there. I was like, really? Why are you on here? Like, you didn't even need this.
You know, like, Jackie, bitch, you better check my street cred.
You so.
Well, I tell people check my and I like K Michelle. So I ain't gonna lie about it. I copy from K Michelle. I tell everybody check my Google receipt instead of saying, "Oh, Google me, check my receipt." Go see, guys. You want to see what I do is what I do. Go Google, type it in. The receipt will tell you everything you need to know. It will make everything accurate.
Man, look, it comes to a point like this. Them chicks out there, I mean, they getting paid to be on the show. They do what they gotta do. Look, I look at Basketball Wives as soft porn. So they want to be a fool. They want to flaunt their ass and their titties. Go right ahead. Cause I'm sitting here enjoying it. That shit is soft porn. Last night, Drea and Brooke went boxing with Victor Ortiz. You should have saw what they was wearing. They was pretty much naked. Brooke had on the Bills fan. You saw what Brooke was wearing? I thought the shit was going for
it. It was hard to miss all that. She need to give me a little bit.
Yo, she's mad thick. I was just sitting there like, God damn. And then a couple weeks before when Drea was teaching homegirl how to booty pop, oh, I lost it after that. She started shaking her ass. Yo, no lie. Yo, I lost it. Big boy was out and all that. I made sure I had the TiVo going. I rewinded that part back. I looked at it on YouTube and all that. Oh, it was over after that.
It was better than twerking. It was better than twerking.
Yo, when she started popping that booty, they were teaching her how to pop that booty. I was like, wow. I was like, man, I was ready to go to the club and shit. It was an off-piece for me.
I'm bumping myself in front of you. I watch stuff like that to get amped when I go to the club. So I get crunked and give me crunk while I go. I have
Let
to watch
tell you
something like this.
Me and my homeboy, we used to do that. He used to call me up. He used to go to his crib. His wife used to be there, right? She used to go in the room. She know once I came over, we chilling. And he would put on... We would watch videos, not porn. We wouldn't sit there and watch porn with each other, but we'll watch, like, music videos. We'll watch, like sexy shit, and he'd be like, all right, son, you ready? Hell yeah. We go to the strip club and wild out, smacking ass and all that. getting our good stuff, all that. I'll be done having me a shorty. Be like, yo, sir, I'll be back. Go get me some top real quick. Be like, yeah, that was good. We going our way home. He'd be like, yo, I'm going home to fuck the shit out of my wife. It'd be like 4:30 in the morning. I'm going home to fuck the shit out of my wife. Shit, you bullshit. He ended up having twins from her. I'm like, damn, kid. Motherfucking strip club helped you out. For real. But hell yeah, we do that shit all the time. We'd go over there, be high, go in the club and smack some ass, go home. He'd be like, yeah, I'm going home to fuck the shit out of my wife. And I'm over here making calls, see who I can get to come out. Or see who I can come over. For real. Let me tell you something, strip clubs help. So ladies, don't get mad at your man if he go to strip club. But he might come home and give you the best fucking you ever had.
Mm-hmm, because they riled up because they trying to be do right. And they say, I'm going to do right.
But now if he going to a real hood, a real... Like I said, a chicken head strip club, he might just get his nut off right up in there. Because let me tell you something, those strip clubs out here I used to go to, these all go down. For real, you see what you like, you just pick it out with a buffet. Be like, I'm going to have you tonight. I'm going to come back
next
week
to
you, though.
Oh, that's like that. Pizza Tom's and Arlington. That's Hood Rat Heaven.
I don't even fuck with the Hood Rat. I don't even fuck with the Hood Rat strip club. The Hood Rat strip clubs, you could just do whatever. Bitch being a pair of Jordans in the thong. Talking about, yo, what's good? I'm dead ass. You think I'm lying? Or Shorty had on a pair. She ain't have on no stilettos. Shorty had on her thong and top and had on a pair of Jordans walking around the club like it was good. And she was a cutie, too. I was like, damn, man, you in Jordans? She was like,
yeah,
I thought
she was a
bear.
I was like, dang, she had she brought a new turn to bands to make her dance. She had a band-aid on her friend. I was like, what? No! I said, she got something. She better not come sit in my lap.
man, look, it's crazy up in these clubs. These chicks be out here. And it was crazy about it, too. 15 years ago, if you seen a chick in the strip club that you knew, she'd be like, yo, don't tell nobody in the hood. Now, they promote themselves in the hood. Yeah, I'm in the club. What's good?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this one chick, she knew me from high school, and she yelled, and she saw me from across the way, and she yelled my name. I'm sitting here like, okay, really? Like, that's how we doing it now? Like, she made a big, if anybody know what my name is, well, they knew it then, because she started screaming it.
Chicks don't care now. If you catch them in the strip club, they don't care. They just be like, shit. They be like, yo, tell your homies to come see me. That's the shit they be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's different now. But you know what that all goes into? That goes into society. You know, rappers. ball players promote these strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? Professional ball players, they go in the strip clubs now, so it's cool now. You know what I'm saying? That's what they like. And hey, if I was a professional ball player, my ass would be up in the club too. I'm up in the club on certain nights anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it really don't matter. And that's another thing too about the whole about.
Uh-oh. The rest of the pose. Let's see, 5 poles closed, and then the next one's closed at 11. Let me see, hold on. Okay, California. Damn. Oh, shit, 55 from Cali, 4 from Hawaii, and 12 from
Washington
straight. Oh, wow. He got Idaho for 3 and Missouri for 4. No, Idaho for 4 and Montana for 3.
Oh, man, this is going to go down to the freaking wire.
Nah, because right now, Obama is 228. This is the CNN projection. 228 for Obama, 176 for Romney.
I see 244, 178. 244, let's go. Come on, man. That's the 30. I don't want to be like I can sleep good tonight. Let me sleep good tonight, Lord.
All he needs is Ohio. And, you know, if Romney was to win in Florida, I mean, it really wouldn't matter. Because that's only 29. California was 55.
I know. The behind the scenes studio is telling me 244, 178. So hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, but that's what everybody was waiting for. Everybody was waiting for them other states to come about. You knew that was going to change once some other states started coming in. You know, he only need 30 more votes and it's a wrap.
Shoot, he need less than 30. He need 26.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Sure.
Do y'all feel that if somebody didn't vote, it's just them being lazy and disrespectful because our ancestors fought for the right to vote?
You know what? I'm going to have to, you know, people going to have different opinions, and I feel that that is the case. If you could, because people have, and every time people had an excuse earlier, I just felt an excuse really quick. And then about an hour later, they said they voted because I made sure that they didn't have any excuses. Excuse number one was, I don't have a ride. If you didn't have a ride, the Obama administration, the Obama campaign had it set to where you could call the campaign. They were arranged for somebody to come pick you up and take you to the polls and greet you back.
Well,
no,
I mean, for people who didn't believe in either party. Like,
they can't complain. If you didn't vote,
right,
then you can't complain. Like I said, my whole thing that everybody loves, I said this year, is vote or cry. Mm-hmm. Either vote today or you're going to cry tomorrow because you can't get mad about something go a certain way if you didn't try to make your voice. Even like you said, they didn't necessarily go for a certain party. What views were you going for? If you weren't going for a certain party, what views are you going for? Do like how people do when they're trying to figure out they're going to stay on relationship or not.
take a sheet, put some pros and cons, and if you saw more pros for this person than you saw for that one, then go vote for them. That's simple. If you were trying to be neutral, because people like, you know, Serena Williams asked why, if she was going to vote, and she said she wasn't because, as a Jehovah's Witness, they're supposed to stay neutral.
Man, Jehovah's Witnesses need to go kick rocks.
they don't vote, right? Jehovah's Witnesses, though, right?
They don't do a lot of shit.
They don't celebrate Halloween because
they don't
celebrate Halloween apparently because they don't find it okay for strangers to knock on people's doors, but
Halloween ain't really a holiday. That's just a day, like.
And then they don't believe in
they don't do Thanksgiving. They don't do Christmas. They don't do Easter. They don't do none of that shit.
Didn't let modern medicine.
Yeah, because I went to a doctor, and I told him, I said, I want to get an epidural when I have my baby. And this lady was like, oh, no. I was like, excuse me? You going to have this baby for me? Then you better shut up and give me that epidural. I'm not playing with you. This look like it's either that or your face. So I went and I picked another doctor. Like, don't tell me not to circumcise my kid or that you not going to give me no epidural. Well, I'm not going to come back to you, stupid. That's your money. Bye. That really made me mad.
It's 238. It's to 191. The Democrats.
I got 244 to 188.
Well, the Democrats are keeping control of the Senate, so that's a good thing.
That's that goddamn house that's been the hard part. That's where all the magic's been happening. The house.
I think I'm gonna go out and find me some Republicans and hire them to pick some fucking cotton for me.
Girl.
You know what? Actually, one of my fellow hosts, I can't believe he told me. No, he had came out and said that he was voting for Romney, and he was saying because of job creation and all that stuff. And I'm saying, I mean, that's what people really think. I mean, that's really the mindset that people are really going into this. That I'm like, where are you getting this from? This dude had a chance. This dude had a chance at his former place of work, Bain Capital. He had a chance to go save people's jobs. People ask him, can you go speak on behalf of us? They were protesting or whatnot. He had a chance to go do that, and he felt that it wasn't his place to go do. And I mean that's simple concept right there. It's the slick stuff behind the back. I mean, this dude is doing it right here in your face. You're not getting it. And somebody else voting for him. I mean, this dude is clearly letting you know exactly. Now, you know what? I think how they've been saying that they didn't have a plan. They did have a plan to screw people over as much as they could. So the plan was clear all along. It's just a matter of, well, you're going to figure that out for yourself. Oh, man. I'm looking at all these freaking gray states that don't need to be gray. I don't need to look at them gray no more.
He's already ahead, though. I mean, the states, see, the good thing about it is Obama's ahead, and the states that he most likely going to win, those are heavy number states, like West Virginia and what's that, Ohio? That's not, was that Ohio they showing in, I think?
In like Florida, he might not win in Florida.
Florida, if Obama wins Florida, it's a wrap.
It's 244 to 203.
Because he's already at Well, CNN got him at 238 and 190, well, against 191.
There's 91 votes left, so 91 electoral votes left. As a combined, that's left over.
So, Florida, I think, is like 20 something votes or whatever.
Yeah, Florida is 29.
29 votes, right.
So if Romney wins that, that'll get him the 220. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
Romney needs to win everything.
He wins Florida and Ohio, then it will save his behind. But if he doesn't win those two, I mean, he just got North Carolina, which is what gave him a boost just now. But I mean, he doesn't get Ohio and Florida, and then a lot of these other ones too. Oh yeah, he's the rep.
Now they're saying 243 to 203.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. 244 or 203 is what I got.
Yeah,
and
the next poll closes at 1 a.m.
Uh oh. She said, uh oh. I know, she said, uh oh. I
was like, what? He won Iowa. That's six.
Six, uh oh. 20 more to go. You saying that? That's 20 more to go from what I'd be from my screen.
He got six.
Man.
That's 250.
Yep.
That's 250.
Twitter is
250.
Lit up right now.
Oh, man. The crazy thing is we might end up getting the results while we're still in the show.
Hell yes. Now, what's that damn dance that the motherfucking Cowboys be doing?
They be beefing it up.
It's not the achy breaky hard, but...
The Texas 2 still...
Yeah, you know, that little line dancing and shit like that.
Yeah, you talking about Texas. Like doing the Texas 2 still.
Man, Big Bird looking better and better.
Come and play.
And he may have had a chance, but damn, PBS? You know what all comes on PBS?
Austin? You gonna take away Austin? Every day we walking down the street, everybody that you meet?
In New Mexico.
It's 255.
Oh, man, it's going to start getting real. Oh man, just hurry up! Florida got, hey, Florida got 10% more to hurry up and figure out what's going to who.
Damn,
the anticipation.
They still waiting on Florida, West Virginia, and Ohio, and what's the other state?
Yeah, Oregon, with Oregon, Nevada over on yours, clear. Right now, that's still gray on mine.
Hey, I just sent out a tweet. It says, hey, Mitt, shit getting real now. You don't really think you're going to win, do you?
You're right.
You felt the Mitt.
I'm just saying. Hey,
Tom. Yeah, yeah.
What part of Brooklyn you from?
Huh?
What part of Brooklyn you from?
I'm in East New York.
East New York. Damn, I was gonna tweet something else. I forgot what the hell I was gonna say. Shit.
Okay.
Damn.
Shout out to my home state for doing the right thing. Shout out to that. New Jersey, thanks for not letting me down.
Yeah, motherfuckers getting hype outside. I think they're going to start busting shots in about another hour. This shit going to get crazy. I'm dead ass serious. Niggas is outside clapping and shit. I think motherfuckers going to bust shots in about 15 minutes like it's New Year's.
This is going to be crazy on campus. I'm scared to go see them people. They're going to be acting a fool. man. Ohio and Florida is where it's going to be.
Ohio, Obama got Ohio 50%. There's 69% of the precincts reporting.
Yeah, that's how they're in Florida. Florida taking name Maryland. Time. Y'all ain't got 10%, darn it. 10% more to tell us what the answer is. 10% more votes to be. You said what? Thank you, producer.
Romney had a better chance of fucking Nicki Minaj than being the next president.
Yeah, he could have. I mean, she's sitting there talking crazy. I think she really did sit vote for him, though. I honestly think she did.
Yeah, she did. She did.
She did all that playing. Stacey Dash voted for him. We know that. She made that very clear.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, it ain't gonna happen. Oh, shit, another projection. Oh,
yeah,
we won Oregon. Oh, fuck me to tears.
Guess what I got? It's 251-203 right now for me. The anticipation is just building. Only things left for Nevada, Colorado.
This is pretty much a wrap. You can pretty much jot that down.
Yeah, I think they gonna keep playing with Florida. They playing with us now. I think Obama got them.
All we need is just, you know, these little states is adding up. They need to go ahead and just give us Ohio. Give us Ohio, Romney. You can have Florida. We really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They gonna keep sitting here and just mess with us. I don't wanna be messed with no more. Oh, I'm great. Speaking of a Romney supporter, what time his show come on? Oh yeah, I finna get him a hard time. His show come on at 12, come on at midnight. I finna go give him a hard time. Well, midnight, Eastern time. So I'm gonna let him have it for saying he was over for Romney. Mm-hmm.
Romney had a better chance of effing Nicki Minaj than being the next president. Chuck, you are so stupid. I'm so over you.
What'd you say?
I tweeted that Romney had a better chance of fucking Nicki Minaj than being president.
He probably did. That's why.
Well,
that's why
Romney had a better chance
there.
Of getting a head from Cookie Monster than he did of winning the election.
That's why she probably was fucking campaigning for him.
Hey, Dahlia, did you see the tweet that I put out? I said it's funny that Romney won all the slave plantations.
Thank his ancestors for that.
Ancestors for that one. Let my soul go.
I want to, definitely, one of the things I dedicated my that I went to go vote today for too was my neighbor that passed last month, and she was a very huge Obama supporter. And I remember for the last election, me and her both were delegates back when the primaries, and it was like a comedy show at the convention because we were just roasting people left and right that were voting for other people. And so, you know, it just... You know, this witness is just going to be something that, you know, it's hard to see from up there. You know, it's a good look. So I just want to definitely say I dedicated my vote tonight to her.
His little major projection.
Do you have a Twitter?
Projection. Barack Obama reelected president. Two turns.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Now, in response to that bullshit that Romney tweeted yesterday, guess what? I guess the people that got off work shared the same views as the people that were sitting at home. Obama.
257, off old boy.
Motherfuckers keep their EBT. Motherfuckers keep their EBT cards for another 4 years.
The EBT. Oh man. Oh, look who's still left. Ohio, Florida, still up on the boards. And they just
Raleigh was trying to cut all that. He was trying to cut the EBT and all that. Yeah.
We would say,
I'm waiting in that line to get that card. I'm going to go vote. yeah, motherfucker beat them food stamps, bro.
Oh, you missed what I told people on Facebook earlier. Oh, I had so many people fired up. I was like, if you can go wait in line for them new Jays, you can definitely go wait in line to go vote.
Yeah, I had that picture up today. Motherfuckers was like, yo, you wrong. The people out here are voting. And then I said, look, I ain't make it. You can send me the picture. So I just put it up. It's only Facebook. Don't get your panties all up in a bunch. That's nothing. Motherfuckers be taking Facebook a little too seriously sometimes. I'm like, yo, it's only Facebook, people. It's only Twitter.
Hey, check this out. I'm like, Romney, since you lost the race, I'll let you use my EBT card. You can eat better today.
Bro.
See, he blowing them out. It's 274 to 201. It's a wrap.
It's over.
So,
somebody said, is Jeezy doing another song?
Those songs is already made. Those songs already made. You know what I'm saying? So
he had it on deck. He just waiting.
Motherfuckers out here blowing whistles and shit, yelling Obama and shit.
I'm about to go out. I ain't gonna lie. They were great. Kyle, he blowing me. I'm gonna start screaming.
Nah, man. Motherfuckers, these dudes fucking just. That was okay. They should have gave us the day off. If you Democratic, you should get the day off tomorrow. But that's not going to be the case. My boy's going to be looking at me in the morning like, yeah, your punk ass is hanging out last night right now. I'm here. Yeah.
All right, now
yeah.
I can go back to my normal. I can stop.
Go back to normal. It's like New Year's. It's like New Year's. You do extra on New Year's. You know what I'm saying? You ain't take care of the ass all year. You take care of the ass on New Year's. You know what I'm saying? You do a little extra. And tomorrow morning you wake up with a hangover and back to normal life again. Like I said, regardless of who won, I still got to take my ass up in the morning and go to work. You know what I'm saying?
It's a question of when you after you do all that work and get that paycheck, how much are you gonna have left?
That's the only question is how much taxes I'm gonna have left. You know what I'm saying? So Obama back in, you know, him going nowhere, maybe you know he'll be able to ease off taxes. Rather on my taxes every 2 weeks. I'm like, Dad, I need to get a baby or something. For real. they be taking mad bread out my fucking check.
Oh, they don't care. They getting that go off one way or another.
They get that money good. For real. They definitely going to take every penny you get now because you got billions of dollars in damage out here in New York City and Jersey and Long Island. Motherfucking homes is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers home burnt to the ground. There's nothing but dust over there, man. I look at that shit, I was like, dang. But you know what, though? And this is one thing I just want to say. I'm in Brooklyn, right? And we had Coney Island. Coney Island got washed out pretty much. They didn't make a big deal about that. Yeah, because it's the blacks and Spanish. But you go in the Jersey area,
You go to parts of Long Island, the poor little white kid ain't got a home to go to now. Now it's a life crisis because the poor little white kid ain't got a home to go to now. I'm like, shit, motherfuckers ain't got a home to go to every night in the hood. It's shit that happen in the hood every night. And we still go on about our days and we live in the hood. Now the poor little white kid ain't got a home to go to. The poor little white kid ain't got a school to go to. Now it's a life crisis. Shit, he need to come to the hood. Poor little white kid ain't got no food at night. Shit, there's plenty of kids that's going to bed hungry right now in my building. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's just how it is. They kill me with that shit, though. You see on TV, they ain't the rich area. They ain't got no home.
Ohio, baby. 275. Let's go.
I told you he was at 274. It's over.
That's a wrap. Ohio's been counted for sure. There we go. That's a wrap. Get him, Floyd. That's definitely going to be a wrap. That's a wrap for your boy. He's in Florida. He might as well hang it up.
Okay, how many remember Jim Carrey? And he used to be like, you loser. I would like to dedicate this loser moment to Mitt Romney.
Woo wee, man. If you had me sitting here freaking out.
Y'all, black folks, get ready to get fired tomorrow.
She said, get ready to get fired. You're wrong.
The Empire State Building is all blue.
I'd hate to be working retail tomorrow. Well, I guess I'll pull back my Obama shirts out.
You're not wearing your Obama shirt to work tomorrow, Dahlia?
You know.
I got a question for y'all. I wonder how many times Romney done called Obama the N-word since these results done came in.
nigger, coon.
You know, I guess.
You should put on Twitter, Romney, you the nigga. Who the nigga now? That nigga won, though.
Exactly. At the end of the day. Wow. But why wouldn't Obama win? Obama got everything set. And then you know what, though, too? You know what helped Obama win? Him getting Bin Laden, him finding that nigga. All these years, nobody know what this dude was. Obama found this motherfucker in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? And nobody didn't know where Obama was. Obama is cool with mad people around the world more than Bush and more than any of these motherfuckers are. That's how they found him. Obama's gangster. You know what I'm saying? He even told niggas. He said, yo, you fuck with us, it's going to be a problem. He said, it's basically saying, look, y'all thought I couldn't find Bin Laden? Found that nigga. Y'all thought I couldn't find this dude? Found this nigga. Yeah, what y'all thought we wasn't going to go in there? We went in there. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, a lot of countries on the low, they talk about they got nuke bombs and all that. Let me tell you something. Obama is like Reagan. Reagan was that kind of president. He ain't care. He was ready to nuke everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, this is crazy. I don't know.
Wow. I just found out one of my homegirls voted for Romney. She's so delusional and lost.
Y'all make sure y'all listen to the Saturday show.
I heard somebody say something like that. She said, let me tell you why she said she was voting for Romney. She said, because there's too many black people voting for Obama.
That's your reason
for voting? Because there's too many black people voting for Obama. So I feel if there's too many black people, there must be something wrong. So I'm voting for Romney.
Who said that fuck shit?
People are so stupid.
This chick named Red something, but she always acting like she got low self-esteem on Facebook. So that would come with somebody like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? My advice to Mitt Romney and Donald Trump is y'all call up Sarah Palin and go fuck that hoe. Go super fuck that hoe.
They probably did.
I'm Sarah Palin, and I don't know what's going on.
I'm Sarah Palin, and I suck cock.
And I don't know exactly what's going on here.
My daughter is fast as hell. She has kids out of wedlock. I don't like black people, but I would really like a black man to fuck the hell out of me right about now.
that's every white woman and black man's dream. So taboo.
Well, they say a white woman is a black man's kryptonite.
And what is a white man to a black woman?
Same thing.
Well,
not nothing to me.
You know what?
A black woman to a white man. Let me tell you something. The white man can talk all that shit they want. Let a sister come in their room, they go fucking nuts when they see a sister walk in that room all sexy. Let me tell you something. There used to be a strip club that I used to go to out here in Brooklyn, and I kid you not, they used to be one of those fucking real religious Hasidic Jew niggas with the coat and the hat and all that shit. That motherfucker used to be in the corner spending. Motherfucker be in there, he be in there with the hat and all that. I used to be like, yo, what are you doing in here? And the chicks was like, yo, that motherfucker be spending bread. So, all that shit about blacks and white, let me tell you something, white boys go crazy over some black girls, boy.
You're right, because my boyfriend is white, and he treats me like a queen. He treats me better than I've ever been treated.
Your boyfriend? You have a boyfriend?
I sure do.
Where have I been, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's the person. No, I do know that, right?
Yeah, and when I tell you, out of all the men I've been in a relationship with, he treats me better than anybody I've ever been with. Like, I've never been treated like I am right now. Like, when I tell you he has my back no matter what, he has my back no matter what. He's been with me through my surgery. He's been with me through my aunt. He supports my career. Whatever it is I want to do, he is there. Like, whatever he needs to do to make me go to the next level, he's going to do that. And
that's what it's about. That's really what it's about.
Yes, it is.
Aww. Whoa, what's up with all the throat clearing, guys?
Clear my throat.
I was doing a rap song over here. That's what I was doing. Wow. According to these polls, Obama nationwide claimed two out of three Latino voters. Next time, watch your mouth when you say 47%, my friend. Because that kind of language costs you.
Man, I have really enjoyed this historic moment with you guys. For real.
Everybody just, wow, I'm excited. I'm happy.
It's just basically, you know, situations like this, you got to just take in the moment, that's all. And I tell you one thing, it's four more years, but we're going to enjoy these next four more years.
But,
I don't know the next.
But they've already prepped Hillary. Hillary running in 2016.
That's what they, yeah, she's running, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of that is going to be the woman thing. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be for the woman thing to be like, yo, now that we already had a black president. You know what I'm saying? And now we keep it the same black president for four more years. That's already in the books. So when he first got elected, yo, black president, first time having a black president. All right, fine. Now we're going to work on as a nation to try to get the first
female president. So that's going to be a lot bigger than white or black. That's going to be just, it's going to be, yo, now we're going to try to get the first female president. That's going to be even more, I think that's going to be bigger than having a black president, is having a female running the country.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, regardless of the fact it was a white or black female that runs
Oprah.
This country, just, huh?
I said Oprah already wins.
You know who Oprah? You think Oprah will win? See, I don't think she know about politics, though. She just got money.
You'd be surprised, Oprah. I don't know. She doesn't really believe in God, though. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, you know, to each his own as far as beliefs or whatever. My thing is this. It's just like when I go to work a lot of times in the morning and you get those people. I don't know how you have it down there, but we get these people sometimes. I get on the bus and just start preaching. And you sitting there like, really? I don't need to hear this early in the morning. I got God with me all the time. I don't need you to tell me that I need to repent. He's coming and this and that and da 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 da. Look, motherfucker come. I still gotta get to work. That's my whole thing. That motherfuckers come out here and say all the little crazy stuff. I still gotta get to work. You guys gonna say whether he come or not? I gotta punch the time card. I still gotta pay my taxes at the end of the year.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just seen a tweet from God, and it said, "You're welcome." I'm sorry.
Did anybody be saying, "Pass your prayers"? God got a Twitter. You saw his Twitter.
This is hilarious. Somebody put Mitt Romney looks like the manager at McDonald's that tell you you can only have one barbecue sauce with your 20-piece nuggets.
That's funny.
Wow. Yeah,
this has been such a...
Yeah, you know, the timelines are going to be flooded tonight.
Of course.
Oh, you had to see my little sister put it on Facebook. This is cute. She said, we out here, no worries. If Romney was to win, telling our kids would be a long story. Like,
God. Ain't that the truth. Lord.
She wild for that. Oh, man.
Wow.
Even in West Florida, I mean, he's trying to show Florida stuff too. It's just a rap, man. It's a rap with this dude, man. It's so insane.
All these white people, my timeline is mad.
I just got a text from Blood Raw, and it says Blood Raw featuring J.O., and it's like Obama. I guess they get ready to come out with a song. Obama, bitch. my little cute ass daughter. Oh, what? Oh, wait a minute. After I win today, you're going to get this re-election dick. That's what I'm talking about. Send me that picture.
Yo, I'm done. I'm so done.
It was already said she was like, oh, she want to be a female like Oprah won.
Obama gonna fuck the hell out of Michelle tonight, boy. It is going down. It's going down. It's going down. Damn. I am just so happy. I'm so happy.
I'm gonna go look at all right, I'm gonna go watch President Obama's speech.
I should have went to the
real
Bottle Bottom.
I appreciate it. All of the great company of being with you guys tonight. It was definitely a great ride. You know, being able to crack jokes about people taking things too seriously and being on the meds and you know, sharing in this moment of, you know, watching the Vegas. That debate, watching the election. So I appreciate you guys. Definitely been a fun journey, and you know, I appreciate y'all for all going out and voting.
Yes. I mean, I would like to thank everybody that went out and voted for Romney thinking that he was going to win. Y'all wasted y'all time and effort. But, you know, hey, you know, I guess y'all can stick together and, you know, invite Romney to y'all loser party at the trailer park. I don't know. Man. This is what I'm talking about. I don't know what the fuck Romney got to say. Romney ain't got nothing to say other than calling Obama.
Who was going to win when people got off work?
Yeah, exactly. And so I tweeted, Romney, who the nigga now?
Romney, listen with that bull mix.
All right, I'm about to go. All right, y'all, I'm out of here.
Yes, bye. The show is over. Y'all need to get the hell off of my and go find something productive to do. Dahlia, I love you. We'll be back on Friday, 9:30 to 11:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 11:30. And Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30. Dahlia, hit me on the text.
For sure, Zoom.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Obama.